everybody. Welcome to the First Love Club. We are so happy that you've joined us for our podcast. So we thought we would have a special episode just to introduce ourselves and tell you a little bit about the show. Corey, why don't you go first?
Hi, everyone. I am Corey Speaker, otherwise known as the Reset Girl. And I am super excited to be recording our very first podcast, which is an intro to kind of share a little bit about us. It's kind of funny when I think about, you know, doing this show, I would never have imagined that I would like have an entire platform to talk about my love for God. And not just my love for him, but the way God loves us back, all the ways God loves us back. And I have just been so blessed to have this amazing platform that God has grown for me in the last couple years on social media, you know, and being such an introvert, this is kind of the last thing I would have imagined me doing at this point in my life. So a little backstory of how this all started. I am an introvert through and through. And the last few years of my life, coming on to social media, using the name The Reset Girl, I had no idea how God was going to grow my platform and give me such an amazing gift to speak into other people's lives. And all along, I was never really, I guess, brave enough or bold enough to really talk openly and as big about my faith and my love for Jesus as I really feel. And it's kind of funny that a lot of the people following me are the ones that pointed it out to me. In some of the ways that I would kind of write my posts and be very subtle in how I shared things and encouraged them, I would get comments like, "I can see your light shining." And it really struck me. You know, you're the one holding back, Corey. God has given you this platform, and all he's asking you to do is be obedient. And over time, I began to get bolder and bolder. And it felt kind of funny because, you know, in my social media little niche, I'm in a planner community. I'm in a group of women who are just obsessed with planners. And planning is kind of interesting because it's about forward thinking and it's about your life and all the things you want to accomplish, you know, beyond your to-dos and your tasks that you have to do every day, like doing the laundry and picking up the kids. A lot of the things that God has kind of wired into our DNA is about wanting so much while we're here on this earth. And we've all been given this opportunity to shine our light, to be a light for others who are still living in the dark. You know, as believers, that's what we're called to do. And over time, when people began pointing it out to me that I was doing that thing, I really began to feel bolder and braver. And God began to open doors left and right, asking me, this little wall-hugging, shy little wallflower, to step up on that stage and speak to people with encouragement and speak life, to encourage them to see that they could be so much more than they allow themselves to be. Some of us are held back by things that we've come to believe about ourselves, and we have this opportunity to break through that. And over time, I feel like I may have started out in the planner community, but where my heart really lies and where it's begun to grow is more about just being in a community. It's about drawing people to me, whether you like planners or not. All I care about is encouraging you. And somewhere in that encouragement lies the source of where I draw from, which is the Lord. And a lot of us feel that way. And so we wanted to create a podcast that celebrated that. We wanted to take our little superpowers and our backgrounds where we come from and in these different creative communities and make something for those of us who love the Lord. I mean, how many of us, when asked, would say that Jesus is the love of our life? I recently read that somewhere and I was just kind of taken back for a second because I thought, I don't know that I've ever thought of it that way. I mean, when people would ask you, who's the love of your life? You know, most of us married folk would say our spouse, our husband, our wife. So for a second there, I thought, I don't know that I've thought of it that way, but I certainly want to. I want to live my life where Jesus is the love of my life. Mm-hmm. You know, that's about putting him first. And the First Love Club, that's what I want to celebrate. And all that we're doing here is really about being obedient. You know, God really placed this on our hearts to create this new platform. And sometimes God will put things on your heart that are scary. Mm-hmm. They don't feel like something you're brave enough to do. Mm-hmm. But God has given us so many amazing examples in the Bible about other people who felt scared and not brave enough, and He never let them down. What God puts on your heart to do, He will bring you through it. And one of the things that I know that I know that I know is God has made it abundantly clear that as introverted as I am, as shy as I've been, as a wallflower as I have led my life, God has appointed me a speaker. I was a single woman for 20 years of my adult life. And the partner that He brings into my life just, you know, a handful of years ago has the last name Speaker. I literally am Corey Speaker now. And I take that really seriously. Mm-hmm. And as much as I'd love to stay home in my jammies, God's clearly calling me to something more. So, you know, I don't know where this podcast is going to lead, but I know that I know I was meant to do it. And I know that you were supposed to be here by my side, girl.
I know it. Corey, your words, it's like you're saying what's inside of my heart. And sometimes you say things that I don't even know that I felt until you say them. And so I know that that is God revealing things to me. And I had tears pouring down my face as you were saying all of that, because I also have been blessed with the opportunity to have a platform to speak to thousands of crafters and ladies every week. And I'm the host of the Scrap Gals podcast. I've had two other podcasts, Magic Memory Keepers and Live Inspired. And I've just been given an incredible opportunity to talk about my passions and the things I love. But there has been a void because I have never had a platform to talk about what I love the most, who I love the most, which of course is Jesus. And so I am so super giddy, happy inside that I now have a place that I can talk about Him weekly and share about Scripture and just stay in a place of putting Him first, because, you know, it's very important for me to stay in the Word and for us to encourage other people and all of the things that we've been through in our life. We go through these things for a reason, so we can bring others hope. And I certainly have been through some things. So I'm just looking forward to the opportunity to speak into people's hearts. And I know nothing good will come because of me, but it will be because of Him.
Amen.
So Corey and I are excited to be working on some projects together about faith. And this is the most important one, right?
It is. And Tracy, you said something really interesting. You said that you are so giddy. Mm-hmm. For those of us who have been in love, mm-hmm. isn't that how you would describe it? Those first early days of meeting that perfect someone, is that you feel giddy? Mm-hmm. Isn't that how we should feel about the Lord?
Yes, and here come the tears again. One of my favorite things about our relationship, so we'll just let our listeners know this now, is that we have the unique position of, I've been raised in church my entire life, and I was not given a choice on whether or not I was going to church, and I've never known anything else. And so it's something that a lot of people might think, well, that's really a blessing that you have such a strong foundation of faith, and it absolutely is. But on the other hand, there are people who find it hard to stay on fire for Jesus. And so, you know, it's something that you're in a long-term relationship with someone and you have to work on it.
So true, right? You gotta have date nights.
Exactly.
Gotta keep that romance simmering.
Exactly. And then you are a newer Christian.
I am.
And I'm sure more of your testimony will come out as the show goes on. And I'm sure you've shared that a lot with your
I've actually
as well.
Only been a Christian, I would say, about 15-ish years of mm-hmm. my life. And I can't even say that I've been a faithful church attendant, church, you know, going kind of Christian the whole time either. I think I'm kind of more of a messy Christian, which honestly, I feel like most Christians could completely identify with.
I can, yeah.
You know, when you're late in life to coming to the Lord, mm-hmm. you come with a lot of baggage, you mm-hmm. know, like just like coming into any new relationship where you've been out in the world, you're coming in with some baggage. And so it is kind of an adjustment where you're leaving one world for another in some ways, and you kind of, you're becoming a new man. And that's mm-hmm. the great thing about falling in love with the Lord, is He continues to reveal how you are new in Him. And if you're mm-hmm. willing, if you are willing, He has a new life for you. And if you're listening to this, I can tell you with all in my heart, I would never have imagined getting to speak to people. This is like a dream come true to be able to do this. And I'm just so touched that my precious Father picked me to get to do this. So that joy that I feel, that love for Him, that gratitude, I want to pay that forward. I want to gather those that want to feel that way again. Maybe, you know, like we were saying, maybe you need to kind of dust off your relationship and date again, you know? Spending time with God, there is one of the greatest investments you can make, right? But it takes commitment, it takes work. He should be the most important relationship you have in your life while you are here on this earth. He should be numero uno. So that's what we want to encourage you and ourselves too.
I really want to remind people through this podcast that no matter what you go through, He's there to hold your hand. And that even when you've been in a relationship with Him for a long time, you know, the Bible says His mercies are new every day. And I think about that song, Great is Thy Faithfulness, morning by morning, new mercies I see. That's the place I'm in with the Lord, is He's constantly revealing something new and fresh. And I'm like, look at you, God. It's amazing. And I really want people to grasp the joy and peace that they can find in Him, that maybe they're not tapping into it. You can be in a relationship with God and not really be tapping into the joy and peace there is to be found.
And then by that same token, on the other side of the spectrum, there's joy and peace there, but there's also bold and brave new beginnings, mm-hmm. new chapters, new doors that He has for you that can be scary, but He never leaves you. He's holding right. your hand the whole way. He's there helping guide you through those things. The Lord says that He will never leave us.
That's right.
We can't even say that about a spouse, right? You can't right. say that about the love of your life here on this earth.
He's the only one we can trust completely. So we hope that you will join us on this faith journey, and we invite you to listen to our show that will air every Wednesday morning. It'd be great to listen to as you're cleaning the house or driving to and from work or, you know, at working out at the gym. And so you can find it on theresetgirl.com. There will be a link, or in iTunes or any podcast app.
So every month at The Reset Girl, I offer different monthly challenges and creative projects and inspiration. And one of my communities, the Faithful Life Club, has a scripture challenge. And each week, I'm going to be highlighting one of those scriptures from the challenge that really spoke to me and helps support the message of this club, the First Love Club. So our first episode will actually focus on one of those scriptures. You'll have to listen to find out which one it is.
So our first episode airs next Wednesday, and we hope you'll tune in.
Bye, everybody. Mwah!